Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering, and we want to talk now about the Republican Party in the Commonwealth and nationally. We're going to take your calls on the state of the party and its relationship with President Donald Trump at 800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-TALK to join us. This was a big weekend for Republicans. Here in the Commonwealth, party members convened in a parking lot in Littleton to re-elect Jim Lyons as state party chair in a 39-36 vote over his challenger, State Representative Sean Dooley of Norfolk. Lyons is an ardent Trump supporter and has frequently clashed with GOP Governor Charlie Baker. He didn't respond to our request to join us today, as has been the case with several previous invitations. Meanwhile, on Saturday, at least 10 Republican U.S. senators announced they'll object to certifying the Electoral College results this Wednesday. And the Republican Secretary of State of Georgia had an hour-long call with President Trump and some of his lawyers on Saturday, in which Trump repeatedly asked Secretary Brad Raffensperger to quote-unquote find exactly enough votes to declare him the winner there.
They are shredding ballots, in my opinion, based on what I've heard, and they are removing machinery, and they're moving it as fast as they can, both of which are criminal fines, and you can't let it happen, and you are letting it happen. You know, I mean, I'm notifying you that you're letting it happen. So, look, all I want to do is this. I just want to find 11,780 votes, which is one more than we have, because we won the state.
That recording there, courtesy of the Washington Post. So there's a lot to take in. And no matter the outcome of Wednesday's usually pro forma session in Congress, what is going to be the relationship between this GOP and our Democratic Republic going forward? How and will that play out? How should that play out here in Massachusetts, across the country? Join the conversation with your thoughts, 800-423-8255. We have two great guests trying to help us make sense of it all today. Judge Nancy Gertner, retired federal judge and senior lecturer at Harvard Law School. Judge Gertner is also WBUR's legal analyst, and WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks. Judge Gertner, Anthony, welcome back to both of you.
Hi, Tiziana.
Good to be back.
Great to have you. I'm going to start locally. We're going to get to that explosive phone call in a little bit. Anthony, I'll turn to you, and I want to start with the re-election, although it was a narrow re-election, of Jim Lyons as the state chairman of the Mass GOP. What does this signal to you, that he won in this vote over Representative Sean Dooley?
Well, it signals that the Massachusetts Republican Party is pretty much tied to Donald Trump in a big way. I mean, Jim Lyons was very much a Trump supporter, as you mentioned. And to be part of a very small party, it has to be said, and a party that, you know, has been looking for a way to grow over the last couple of election cycles and hasn't been able to do that, will continue under Mr. Lyons, and we'll see how that goes. You know, his challenger was hoping to, I think, sort of hew more to the middle. Sean Dooley, the state rep from Norfolk, talked to me before Christmas saying things like, we're obviously going backwards. He thought the messaging was poor, that there was a problem with the brand in tying itself so closely to President Trump. But a lot of Massachusetts Republicans feel differently, and they stuck with Lyons.
And listeners, we want to know from you, did the Commonwealth's Republicans make the right call with Jim Lyons as the head of the state party? Are Massachusetts senators on the right side of history? What about the Republican senators who are going to contest the Electoral College vote on Wednesday? 800-423-8255. Judge Gertner, I want to play some sound for you. This is Governor Baker today at his COVID-19 press conference when he was asked about the effort in D.C. around the Electoral College.
I think the noise and the accusations and the commentary about challenging this or that is an affront to democracy, and to the voice of the people. And for the life of me, I can't figure out how people in my party can say all the other elections in which their folks barely won were fine, and the only one that they seem to have any concerns about is the one at the top of the ticket.
So interestingly, the governor went on to excoriate Congress for failing to focus on the right thing. He wants focus on the pandemic. He wants focus on vaccines. I did hear a dial tone there. Do we have Judge Gertner? Are you there, Judge Gertner?
Yes, I am. Yes, I'm
great.
Back.
Great. So I want to ask you two quick questions here. One, this idea that one might challenge the outcome of a part of the ticket, but not of the other part of the ticket. So we're okay with the down ticket outcomes, but the up ticket outcome, the presidential outcome, is fraudulent. I apologize if this is an ignorant question, but is that even possible?
You know, the question would be, is that a thing? And the answer is,
yeah,
how could it be a thing? How could it be a thing? Either the election was fair and properly conducted, or it was not. And a challenge that says, well, this part was fair and properly conducted, but this part was not, that kind of challenge, let me be clear, is a coup and not an electoral challenge. It's a coup essentially focused on who they don't like, as opposed to a meaningful electoral challenge.
So I just want to be really clear, because those are strong words. You are saying that there are members of the United States Republican Party that are attempting a coup.
Yes. What they're doing has absolutely no basis in the Constitution, none whatsoever. There have been instances in which Congress played a role in the certification of electors when there was a fraud in the election, which then somehow disqualified one slate of electors, and a governor selected another slate of electors, and Congress essentially had to choose between the two. But one thing we know from the litigation and one thing we know from the investigations is that there has been no fraud that undermines any of the electors that are now before the Congress. So they are making things up, and essentially it's a ceremony that we know will not work for sure. But the next time around, having legitimized this, it may, and that is extraordinarily dangerous.
Okay, Anthony Brooks, Judge Nancy Gertner, I'm going to ask you to stand by for a minute. I'm going to bring two other voices in briefly each. The first is a caller, our first caller, 800-423-8255. Ron is on the line from Harvard, Massachusetts. Ron, go ahead.
Good afternoon. I just wanted to say that I'm a conservative, and I have been most of my life, and I actually stopped self-identifying as a Republican about 5 years ago, 5-6 years ago, and it was over just the kinds of issues that I see more and more, where the Republican Party seems to have been captured by what used to be called the Tea Party and gone down this road where they're no longer fiscally conservative, no longer fiscally conservative, and President Trump seems to lead this faction. So I don't think in Massachusetts, the Republican Party here, when you spoke earlier about Massachusetts only, is going to get any traction in Massachusetts until they can move more to the center and become more fiscally conservative. So
thanks for that, Ron.
Point.
Then that sets us up well to have a quick conversation with Amy Carnevale, who is a government affairs specialist and an elected member of the Massachusetts Republican State Committee. Amy serves on the state party's executive committee. Amy, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much.
So you publicly supported State Representative Sean Dooley of Norfolk to be the state party chair. He narrowly lost to Jim Lyons, who has been strongly aligned with this newer version of the Republican Party and Donald Trump. You just heard our caller, Ron, express some concerns as a lifelong conservative. What do you think is the state of the Republican Party in the state right now, Amy?
So starting in the state, I would say, you know, it was a tough election yesterday. But, the party is not necessarily defined by the two individuals who ran for chairman. Our party is made up of Republicans who represent a wide spectrum of views. It was a close vote. You know, the vote, it was within three votes. It was, the vote was 39 to 36 with one person not choosing either candidate. So, you know, but it's not as simple as choosing one or the other. I supported Jim Lyons 2 years ago because, you know, I believed, as do many in our party, that he's given a lot of attention to grassroots Republicans and building the party from the ground up in local communities, and that had often been neglected by our elected party leadership. On the other hand, you know, over the last 2 years, the relationship with the corner office and with the governor has not been as robust as I think it could be, and so that, for that reason, I did decide this time to support Sean Dooley, because I think that relationship is so important to funding viable candidates in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. But,
Amy,
you know, at the end of the day, it's important to remember that our party is a large spectrum, and, you know, all are welcome, you know, in the Republican Party.
And what of the latest news this weekend, Amy, before I go back to Anthony and Judge Gertner? I mean, you have the audio of the president's phone call on Saturday. You've got the move by a number of almost a quarter of Republican senators moving to protest the Electoral College vote on Wednesday. What do you make of that, and what does it mean here in Massachusetts for Republicans?
Well, you know, the issue of election integrity is a key issue for Republicans broadly. So I think most Republicans nationwide and many active Republicans here in the Commonwealth, you know, do want to see the process play itself out. You know, the challenge to the results in particular states, you know, it is a legal process, and so the process will play itself out on Wednesday. And I think many Republicans are, you know, want to wait and see how the debate proceeds on Wednesday. And I think once that process does play itself out on Wednesday and comes to its natural conclusion, then Republicans will be you know, kind of ready to move on. And you know, focus on the issues at hand, and, you know, the next election to come.
Okay, Amy Carnevale is government affairs specialist and an elected member of the Massachusetts Republican State Committee. Serves on the state party's executive committee. Amy, it's always great to have you. Thanks for taking a little time.
Thank you.
So, Anthony, I'm just going to ask you for your reactions to what you just heard from Amy there.
Well, I would like to have asked Amy a couple of things about what she said. I mean, it is interesting to hear her talk about the Republican Party and where it stands today. But, I mean, here's where there were just some numbers to throw out about where the Massachusetts Republican Party stands. I mean, it got completely clobbered, decimated in the last election. They didn't pick up a single congressional seat. They lost in the Senate. Every state committee member who ran for something, from Congress to county commissioner, lost. As of January, Republicans have just 29 seats in the 160-person House, and in the 40-member Senate, they have just 3 seats. So, you know, the question is, I mean, Jim Lyons would argue that supporting a kind of Trumpist kind of Republican agenda energizes folks at the grassroots, and there's evidence that that is the case. But you've got to look at the most recent results of what the Republicans in Massachusetts accomplished. And that raises some tough questions, I think, for Chairman Lyons about where he moves forward at this point. And in defense of Amy Carnevale, she said that's, you know, those are among the reasons, I'm sure, that she supported Sean Dooley. But the party does find itself in a challenging moment in its history here in Massachusetts.
All right. Now, Judge Gertner, I do want to sort of pick our heads up now and move more fully into looking at what's in store on Wednesday. You know, earlier when we were talking to you, you expressed concern that this was an attempted coup. So I want to ask you first, is this an attempted coup, using your words, that could work on Wednesday?
Well, it doesn't look like it's going to work because they don't have the votes. But, you know, there's an old saw in American law about we're a government of laws but not of men. It's very troubling that it seems to me that a few, quote, men of good faith are all that stands between us and what is a complete sort of usurpation of power. As to your previous caller,
the Constitution, this is not the system playing out with respect to elections. Congress, in the absence of the kinds of situations I described before, which is two slates of electors, not because the Republicans didn't like the first slate, but where there were real problems in the first slate, that's the only role that Congress would have. From one end of the country to the other, none of the electoral slates reflect those kinds of issues. So saying that objecting to the election is the system playing out is just not true. Just not
so
true. Congress's only role at this point, as one commentator said, is opening the mail and seeing that there are 50 states with certified, audited electors. And that's their only role.
It's true.
So, Anthony, go ahead.
No, I would just add to what Judge Gertner said. I mean, the idea of the system, and this is what I hear again and again from Republicans who support what the president has been trying to do. Trump claims that the election was stolen from him or fraudulently lost. I mean, and yet dozens of courts have dismissed these legal efforts. I mean, it's been rejected by 60 different courts, including the Supreme Court, with three justices that he appointed. So in terms of, you know, letting the system play itself out, certainly it has played itself out. I mean, if 60 different cases have been rejected. So it isn't clear to me what these members of Congress, what is left to play out. It's just not clear to me. I completely agree with Judge Gertner's point about, you know, this comes down to individuals. I mean, if you look at the Georgia's chief election official, Brad Raffensperger, if he wasn't a man of some integrity and honor, where would we be? I mean, he listened to what the president said and just said, Mr. President, your facts are wrong. But here's a guy who voted for President Trump. What if Georgia's chief election official was, you know, the next time around, completely in cahoots with the president who wanted to overturn the will of the people? We'd be having a very different conversation today.
I do want to then say, okay, so what is the relationship between this Republican Party, the piece of this Republican Party? And I want to note, there are folks like Utah Senator Mitt Romney, former governor of Massachusetts, pushing back hard. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell saying he did not want Republican senators to do this. I want to acknowledge that. Judge Gertner, where does that put the relationship between the members of this party who are stepping forward to contest on Wednesday and the rule of law?
Well, the party is split. And the question is whether that, in fact, will be among Trump's horrific legacies here, will be splitting the Republican Party. But I think it really can't be said enough times. There were so many times when I was a judge that, you know, a lawyer would say something, you'd say, boy, that really sounds like law. You know, you got the right cadence and you got the right words and a little bit of Latin sprinkled in, but it's actually not the law. And that's what this sounds like. The challenge this Wednesday meant sounds like it's appropriate, let the process play out, but it's really not remotely what the Constitution allows. And the Republican Party is split between those who are willing to go through a ceremony, really, again, a coup ceremony, and those who are not. You have done this, what will happen the next time around?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's great, Judge Gertner, because that was what I was just going to turn to Anthony Brooks then and ask. Anthony, what does happen now that, you know, it's like water in the basement. Once it gets in once, it keeps getting in.
Well, you know, I don't know. I mean, I'm reluctant to sort of make predictions, especially in this political climate. But I do think what we are seeing here is the Republican Party beginning to come to terms with the post-Trump era. I mean, I think it's that simple. And there are a group of people making a calculation, people like Ted Cruz, who hope to run for president and want the kind of grassroots support that Donald Trump commands. And so he's willing to go along and go through this charade tomorrow to hold on to those supporters. And there are people like Mitt Romney who have said, you know, he was one of the first. He was the first Republican senator who congratulated Biden for winning the election, who seem to have a different view of what it means to respect constitutional processes. So I think that is the split in the Republican Party playing out right now, and it's going to be really interesting to see where it ends up. And I suspect that, you know, a couple of years from now, or even 3 years from now, when some of these people are running for election, this stuff is going to come back to haunt them, but we will see about that.
Judge Gertner, last question to you. You know, I believe the majority of people are people of goodwill, Democrats and Republicans, you know, voters and non-voters. What's the goodwill step everyone needs to take after Wednesday?
I think that people have to recognize, have to say out loud that this was a mistake. In other words, the Republicans that have signed on to this effort need to acknowledge that this is really beyond the pale. It's one thing to say the Republican Party is split between, you know, more taxes, less taxes, you know, identity politics, et cetera. This is split with respect to doing something extra constitutional and following the law. That's a very different kind of split. I really think that the people who have followed the president down, you know, off this gangplank need to turn around and say this was an error and have the kind of sort of post-Trump reckoning that we had in the McCarthy era.
All right. That is Judge Nancy Gertner, excuse me, retired federal judge, senior lecturer at Harvard Law School, and WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks. Thanks so much to both of you for really digging in deep with us on this.
Thank you.
My pleasure, Tiziana.
Stay tuned. There is more ahead. We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be back. I'm Tiziana Deering. This is Radio Boston.